Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, everybody, man? It's your man, DJ Chin. Today, we're going to talk about Chris Brown anger management problems. You know what I'm saying? And stress relieving tips. So, if you would, you know what I'm saying? Hold on for a minute as we come back after these messages. Night Rider, go to commercial.
I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Hold up, I got them, man. Pimp and strong as a pilot, man. Your boy, man, with the master plan. Take what I want, sacrifice what I can. Hold up, just stop it, though. You live so much when I pop the four. Pop, 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 bodies on the floor. Get the chest, why the gun time to go. Leave me hot with the sign to flow. Line them up, drop them like a domino. Me and these boys more comical. Funny little rappers, it's time to go. Your boy, man, he bought the blow. Two red and black from the head to toe. Ask on the map, doesn't see it, bro. Pop, 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 they with it, bro. And if be serious, cause these haters be on him. I think they just mad because they ladies be on him. But don't be mad at me because, man, he don't want him. I send him back to you, P.S. just don't flow him. I am just chillin' and I wanna say trillion. Motherfucker million and motherfucker billion. I'm on this surface with one God-given purpose. That's to conquer the land, cause bitch, I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Still got them, ain't letting go. Haters get mad cause the funds low. Wanna try me, that's a no-no. Cause the 4-4, I let go. Better speed up your cash flow. Even if you got a black mask, folks. Pull it out, cop back, blast, folks. Then I'ma rock, go dash, show. When I slurge, I slash, show. It'll pay like Steve Nash, show. Man, bought that cash, though. Cause being broke is like lasso. Throw money like a lasso. Bring back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring it back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring it back, flip that, throw some more.
Got me back like a t-shirt. If you got a problem, see me first. I'll spin your ass feet first. Bitch, I'm the man, take a turn for the worst. Leave you in the hospital with a nurse. I'm laying up in that black curse. I promise all this is more than a verse.
I promise all this is more than a verse.
Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. Gotta shout it out so you understand in this bitch. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yo, what's up, world? I know it's been a minute since last time you really got to hear the live show from us, but we're back. You know, we all have problems no matter what status of individual. You can be rich, no worries as far as financial, but guess what, man? When it comes to happiness, money can't buy happiness. My main focus today, though, is on Chris Brown, the anger issues, and as far as stress-relieving tips. You know, many of us have our problems when it comes to stress and anger, you know what I mean? Some people do it for attention. Others do it because they can't help it. But, you know, today on behalf of Let's Face Reality, myself, DJ Team, we're going to talk about the most helpful tips that could possibly help you in your near future for the next time you have a problem. So anybody that goes through these kind of problems, such as Chris Brown and other celebrities out there, I'm only hitting on Chris Brown because he seems to be the one that the industry is really spiking on because he's throwing so many fits right now. So, you know, with that said, stay tuned, enjoy the show, and make sure you call in at 718-664-6543 to discuss any of the problems that you might be facing with stress-related issues. Night Rider, take it away.
Wanna fight, we can love or love it. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall off your boy, you gon' get knocked out, hey. What's up? You wanna fight, we can love or love it. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall off your boy, you gon' get knocked out, hey. I'm a young G from the east, knocking out lanes, who be talking near me. Look into my eye, you will see the devil in me. Ain't no kind of sisters from this part of Arabia. If you want me, you don't even gotta give me. I show up on your block and bring nobody with me. You from your mama and your daddy, now who the sister? Claim to be a gangster, really, you being silly.
Okay.
Cause in the A, we off the chain. We some true riders and you know this, man. Don't give a damn if you got a gang. Guarantee you and your clique gon' be hanging, man. I don't play and I don't joke around. Just talking shout or you gon' be under the ground. I got my dog, got my clip with me. Knock your eye and take your dirty trick on me. What's up? You wanna fight, we can knuckle up. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall out, your boy, you gon' get knocked out. Hey, what's up? You wanna fight, we can knuckle up. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall out, your boy, you gon' get knocked out. Hey. I'ma shine like a Rolex, raising the project. Got a problem, then dog, let's solve it. Quit all this talking, let's get some action. The streets is our rain, so we can get the wrestling. Pieces to the flow and looking for your dough. I'm a pimp, you the one, everybody know. Got your mama and her mama giving me speed. Bro, I'm a worldwide player, name on round the clock. Saw this shit, man, got it head down, hey. You think that you bet, but I can out you, hey. We ain't any hoe at home, boy, stop playing. Just like a pressure on his body, keep breaking. I wanna be gangsta, nothing but a rankster. Come around my hood, you gon' be some bust thing, bruh. That's how we do it in the South. This the issue, get bold in the mouth. You push up, you wanna fight, and get knuckle up. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall out, your boy, you gon' get knocked out. Hey, what's up? You wanna fight, you know, but look. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it.
dropping balls on the lane, dude. Both think he tough. He trying to get bored. I shout a what, dude. I ain't no killing, I don't call myself a thug. Maybe you're mad cause the show up got your girl. You wanna rumble in the jungle like animals. I'm crazy, I eat you like cannibals. You wanna go toe to toe against me? I slap you like a bitch and make you do my laundry. What? Don't even get me started. I leave your bank and smell like somebody bought it. You're flipping at your mouth, talking all this garbage. Like you, we better shouldn't be quiet. You got a click, so you wanna cause a riot. You ain't Master P, I ain't shouting, you ain't vibing. What's up? You wanna fight, make another look. That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall off your boy, you gon' get knocked out, knocked out. Hey, what's up? You wanna fight another look? That's right, I'ma show you how we do it in the South. Tell them fall off your boy, you gon' get knocked out, knocked out. Hey.
Doing it, you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, the chair thing, come on, man. There's so many ways you can relieve some stress, man. You ain't got to throw no chair. What the chair, what the window do, man? You know what I'm saying? All you had to say was he didn't want to speak on that topic. You know what I mean? He had to go all berserk. He went crazy on it. It's psycho. We're going, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What you think,
it ain't
man,
that
man?
Damn bad with all that damn money.
Yeah, man. What you think, man? What you think about,
man,
about Chris Brown's outburst?
I mean, he just got like a he probably needs some counseling or something, you know what I'm saying? Got like a little mental problem or something. He's blowing up on people. That's how I can think of.
Chris Brown got issues.
Yeah, he got some major issues going on in his head.
Yeah, so name him TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Or TNT.
Acne.
Hey, man, it's crazy. I heard that man done died. He had gold or some crazy junk, man.
Hey,
blood.
It's blood, man. It's blood.
Wow.
Yeah, he done died of blood, man.
I'm trying to be like Eminem.
He's a black man.
He died in blunt because he be throwing bitch fits.
Had him blind moments, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Nobody would really never know, man, because you can't be in that man's head. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The only way I look at it, man, he's really established now, man. He's successful. You know, he's going to have fans no matter what he does, you know what I'm saying? I mean, off a subject, but look at Gucci, man. Gucci went and tattooed an ice cream cone on his face, man. Like, I'm not tripping because that man, that's that man's life, and I'm a fan of Gucci myself, but I kind of seen that. I'm like, burr, look a ball, man. That you went a little too
burr.
Far with that, man.
Hey, he say too cold for him. Had to put the ice cream on his face.
Too cold for him.
Burr. Burr. I heard,
yeah,
L.A.
man.
Got a duck on his face, man.
Yeah, L.A. did have a duck on his face, man.
Oh, I ain't seen that picture yet, man.
I got to say, man, you got to really be stressed out to go tattoo a duck on your face, man. You got to feel like you ain't got nothing else to go for, man. So you got to have some kind of problem, man. You tattooing ducks on your face, man.
Man.
Come on, man.
They still got that video posted up on the internet. Got them showing them getting the tattoo.
You remember where it's at?
I got to watch that, man.
Someone just typing it on Google. Young L.A. gets duck on the face.
Oh, it pulls up on Google?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, check this out. I'm speaking to the whole A-team right now. T.L. Picasso, man, check this out, y'all. I'm speaking to the world, too, because y'all can call in, man, and share your moment, man. You know what I'm saying? 718-664-6543. Don't be scared. Call in and let us know the real deal. Well, I want to say this right here, man. Man, y'all, 18, y'all. Hey, have y'all ever experienced like a, would you say you have an anger issue? Got anybody in the set have an anger issue?
Do you think anybody in the radio show and I got an anger issue?
Hell yeah, in Let's Face Reality, us, between us four, man. You think?
Oh, yeah. I think one of us got an anger issue.
Who it is?
Yes. DJ.
DJ, you gonna put me on blast like that, dog?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't testing no window hitting no woman, man. I think Chris Brown got me beat, homie.
He got you beat on a woman for it. You might throw a chair to a woman, though. I don't know, no.
No, I was just gonna say, man, I'm not gonna say I have an anger issue. I would just say I get a little worked up sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? I like my point to be made, and I try to make it, man. But I'm a very calm individual. I'm real cool and collected, man. I know, hey, the DJ team fans out there, man, I know they supporting, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, that's one good thing about being an independent artist, man. You can't mess that up, man. But everybody, but check this out, though. What I do, though, man, like when I got anger and emotion, you know what I'm saying, when I'm stressed out and just feel like, you know what I'm saying, oh man, damn near. I got something I do for that, man. See, I'm not going to lie, man. I've always had a little problem, man. Growing up, I had anger issues, man. As a kid, I had them, man. But these days and time, man, on some real, you want to know the truth, man.
What's the truth, DJ?
I'm not going to say I'm a partier, man, you know what I'm saying? But I like to get out the house and go shoot pool with the crew, you know what I'm saying? You know, the world, your world, y'all listen to me now. I like to get out, you know what I'm saying? Might go to the pool hall, you know what I'm saying? Shoot some pool with the A-team and everything, just do our thing, man, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get away. And, you know what I'm saying, sometimes if I'm really, really off the chain, you know what I'm saying, my mind really got me going, man, I'm not encouraging nobody, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying what I do, you know what I'm saying? But I might have a little styrofoam cup or something, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my mind right. I ain't going to go too detailed with it, but.
Might kick a deuce.
Yeah, let's kick a deuce, man. You know what I'm saying? Kick a deuce, man. You don't know what that means, man? You ain't got no stress on your mind. Kick a deuce, man. You know what I'm saying? So I got to keep my mind open, man. You got to stay focused, man. You got to stay cool, man. But I would never recommend my treatment for my problem to nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Go throw a chair through a window. It might help you better. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. But I know we all, everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody has a limit. You feel me? Everybody has a limit, man. It don't matter who you are. Everyone has a point that they will not cross. If you make them cross that point, they're going to snap. Everybody. I just might have 20 of them. Somebody else might have two. I mean, you know, I'm just be real with you. I might cross mine every other week or something. I might cross one of my points. But it's just me, though. But, hey, man, should she go put me on blast, man? Tell me what you think a stress remedy is, man. What you think you would relate to as far as being stressed out, man? What can you give to these people, man, to see what they can do to help their stress?
I mean, like, when you're stressed out, I mean, the only advice I can say, man, like, do something that's going to be calming to your mind or something. Like, do something you like doing. Like, if that means that you want to go play some pool or go chill in the park or play a game or something like that, I mean, do that because, like, it'll take your mind off all the stress and put it in a better place, you know what I'm saying?
I can dig that. Man. I think the best thing could be that I think you should mention to the folks, man, is venting. I think, like, everybody needs somebody to talk to, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got an old lady, she should be able to come to you and talk to you about her project. She better talk to her about yours. Sometimes it don't work like that because some people are just alike, man. But you got to have somebody to talk to, whether it's a close relative or one of your homeboys or one of your homegirls, ladies. You know, I'm not forgetting about y'all because y'all got y'all kids, too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got them too. But, yeah. But I feel you, though, man. I feel that, man. You got to have a conference on another way, what you're trying to say.
Yeah, do something you want to do. Life's going.
What you think about it, Tia?
I mean, I can definitely relate, man. I mean, when I'm stressed, man, I like you know, I shoot pool. Shoot, I don't promote smoking, but I might have a cancer stick here and there. I might have to take it even further, get blessed by nothing from the earth. You know what I'm saying? But I don't recommend doing that. But, hey,
I wouldn't promote that. Even though these today's entertainers, man, you know a lot of them. I'm going to say a lot of them, man. Like, I'm going to say, personally, like 80% of them promote drugs and alcohol, man. But, you know, the life of an entertainer, they say it's so far stressed than any individual. I don't know if I believe that, man. But you notice, man. Lately, man, there's been a lot of entertainers dying, man. Like, in the last 5 years, we've had a lot of entertainers just dying from, like, heart attacks, man. That could be stress-related, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, heart attacks come from either blockage or they can be caused by stress. I mean, yo, man, I don't know, man, but I know if I had, like, that much, like, if I had, like, 400, 500 million, man, I don't think I'd have too much stress, man. I mean, I'm saying now. But I guess I gotta look at everybody else, man. Picasso.
You got enough money to buy you a good stress reliever with that type of money, man.
That's definitely, definitely. Buy something. I'll probably go buy a Lambo, though, you know what I'm saying? Something to get my mind, something fast and furious, like I can get on with it. What you think about that Picasso, man? What's your output on it, man? Input. Picasso. I guess we might be having technical difficulties with Picasso right now, but it's all good, though. It's all good. 18.
Yo.
Who that is? The Picasso?
You know we still here.
Oh, okay. TL, I got you, man. Got you. Well, yo, man. I can say something, though, man. Like, one thing I can't say, man. Follow your heart, man. You won't get mad, man, if you don't let something get under beneath your skin. You know what I'm saying? If something said, kind of brush it off, man. We all have our problems, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I've had a busy week, man. I've been stressed out, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been out all week, swimming pool and kicking the deuce, trying to get my mind right. Nah, I'm gonna say can't do, but I've been swimming pool though for real, getting it in, man. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I kind of got to a couple altercations this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Over some stress, man. And it's crazy, man, because people out there don't understand your problems, man. That's why you got to be able to know who you can talk to, man. But, world, if y'all out there, y'all, hey, I know y'all got some stress, man. I know you got it on your mind. I know you got something to do with it, man. So if you got any opinion on it, man, go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 and tell us all about it, man. Ain't no shame in your game. Let's do it. Because I already know, man. I know you got something, man. Well, I appreciate y'all for listening, man. But before we go any further, you know what I'm saying, Night Rider, let's go open up some minds, man, and spin that track for us.
Classic, classic.
Get it, bitch.
Before you turn and get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm reppin', nigga. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga. Yeah, before you turn and get your weapons, nigga.
My mind like a full clip of one in the chamber. Once you see the bear, nigga, be with a danger. Spare the life of an innocent stranger. I ain't bangin', but lyrically I bang ya. Automatic spittin', hollow tip rhymes. Burn through your flesh, might cripple niggas spine. Soldier on the front line, they ain't thinking about dying. There is a nigga in one line, ain't nine. Don't know if I believe in reincarnation. Smoking peace, I believe in elevation. With the cock and aim, with no hesitation. Rest in peace, in the conversation.
Yeah, before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Clack City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Death before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga. Death before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga.
Beefing with nigga bitch made with his bitch ways. Talking sideways, wordplay like switchblades. Cutting through problems like another day. Mind run a thousand thoughts, so get out the way.
Blow, blow, blow.
Flow stay hotter than a barrel of a throwaway. Flame spit a ripper, lyrical killer. Maniac a problem, wanna battle, I mop em. Shit coming out your mouth, your diarrhea talking. Flesh out my problems, I'ma walk it, talking. Automatic safety on Amazon, like mini black. See a flash in your mind gone. Lyrically spraying, show me comfort, not later.
Yes, before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Death before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga. Death before the time to get your weapons, nigga. Classic City Records, what I'm rapping, nigga. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga.
The rhyme massacre. Every time you hear me, you business ready after ya. Running high to wake up, no one is chasing ya. Open your eyes, nigga.
death is facing ya. The more you fight it, my lyrics getting more deadly, yeah. Make you feel like it's no reason to be living, bruh. Blow hotter than hell, burning niggas up. Blow nasty, black gonorrhea, yeah. Lyrical collision, better call I keep ya, yeah. In your division, got your own homies dissing, yeah. Lyrical killer, lethal weapons, nigga.
www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Man, I know we previously mentioned talk on stress-related deaths. We just really mentioned that, you know what I'm saying, but we didn't actually name a particular entertainer. You see what I'm saying? So, 18,
yep.
Any one of y'all, man, shout your name and shout out the entertainers you think died from stress-related issue, man.
I'm gonna say, it's hard, really. You know, I don't know if I really got one.
All right, check this out, DJ 10, yeah, everybody. I'm gonna say Red Fox, man. I gotta say, yeah. Red Fox, man.
You took it way back, Dean.
Took it back, yeah. Took it back, man. Took it back. Wow.
Man, that's a good one.
I got another one for you when you get a chance. That I think personally could be, you know, caused by stress, man. They probably disagree out there, so call in, let us know. 718-664-6543.
Yo. Can I say somebody?
Yeah, go ahead, Tia.
Elvis Presley.
Think that was stress? Yeah, it could have been stress, though. See, that man, you should have disagreed on that, man, because, you know, they say overdose, man, but there's a reason why he could have overdosed, man.
Yeah, it's a reason for that.
Who really knows, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you taking out?
You took it back for real. I got to say, got to know, Picasso, you're working, man? You back in?
Yeah, I'm back in the business.
All right, good. Who would you shout out for us today, Picasso? Stress-related entertainer that died.
Let me see. I say ODB.
Yeah, you think it was stress-related?
Yeah, and then Rick James. I think it's drug-related, I believe.
The reason why they had to do them drugs, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Most addictions come from stress, man. They had to move to a stimulant, something to get their mind on point, you know what I'm saying? Stimulate your mind, man. Yeah. Get their soul back right, man, and got a little crazy for them, man. Check this out, 18. What would y'all think about this right here, man? Richard Pryor.
Damn, Richard Pryor dead, man.
What?
Man, I ain't know Richard Pryor was dead.
He been under a rock. he like that Geico commercial.
He was under a rock the whole time.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Thank you, Mr. Prophet, still living, man.
Come on, man. T.L., 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 you're entertaining, man. You're supposed to be on top of that, man.
Oh, I mean, I kind of knew, but I was hoping he was still alive, man.
You're trying to let the memory live on.
Yeah, man.
I feel you, man. I feel
you. Don't try to play that junk off, man.
You in the wrong, right?
Hey, yeah. DJ.
Yeah.
What's that number for him to call in again?
718-664-6543. Y'all can call in anytime, man, and discuss something with us. Even if it's not on straight. You just want to call in an event to DJ Team in the 18. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
Your mind.
I mean, y'all forgot about Wayne, man.
What happened?
Who that?
I forgot about Big Nate, dog.
Who?
Nate, dog. How can we forget Nate, dog, man?
Hey,
yeah.
Did you say Bernie Mac?
Almost sick, man. We didn't say
Bernie
Mac.
Bernie Mac and Nate, dog.
We said we need to put Bernie Mac in there, though.
Oh, yeah.
But Nate, dog, man. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Jackson was murdered, man.
I heard he got killed. I heard his doctor killed him, man.
He moonwalking to heaven now, huh?
Yeah. Y'all crazy, man. big Nate dog, man. Come on, man. Nate dog.
Yeah,
I heard Nate Dogg like had like a few strokes, man.
Yeah.
Before he actually passed, you know, here previously, man. And I gotta say, man, I was being Nate Dogg fan myself, man.
Hey, I don't think they were stress related though, man.
Why not, man?
Stroke and heart attack,
man.
If you come from stroke, man. Since he was a kid.
Oh, for real, I don't know, man. I ain't really take too deep in there. I'm a fan of his music, man. I just said that. As far as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really going for his personal life, man. I think like everybody's privacy should be protected, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hey, I wanna say Pimp C too, man.
Pimp C got killed, then he got murdered. Didn't
he? Nah, he died of a heart attack, of a drug overdose, supposedly.
Yeah, I heard something else, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Nobody will personally never know the truth unless she was actually there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But man, I got a shout out though, man. TL, actually, man, I'm gonna want you to do the honors, man, by doing that shout out, man.
Who that?
Focus.
Oh yeah. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Kate Double D, and So Focus Radio, man.
Yeah, man, we got to go ahead and show that respect back, man. Appreciate the cop on the city, man, and I hope you never read about neither one of us dying over a stress issue, man. I got to say that, man. I'm trying to keep my mind simulated, man. Now, what Smokey say on Friday, man? Stimulate your mind, Craig. It's Friday. I want to get you. I ain't going to go there, but, hey, stimulate that mind. Craig was stressed out, boy. I feel that pain, man. I feel that pain.
Yeah.
Tasso.
Yo.
I got a question for you, man.
What it is?
Check this out, man. I'm going to take you back to the moonwalking thing, man. Like, tell me this, man. Do you think, like, that fact was true, man? You think, like, he really... Yeah, his doctor really killed him, man. Or you think like, I heard two sides, man. I heard he wanted that medication, man. Then I heard like he was killed, man. What you really think?
I believe that he probably did want the medication. You know what I'm saying?
He said he was in pain.
Yeah, I mean, that's what anybody that's in deep pain, they want something to, you know what I'm saying, take that pain away. It's like when I slammed my hand in the my finger in the door. That was a true pain, bro. You know. So you know what I'm saying? I believe I don't think he got murdered though, man.
Everybody got their moments, man. Everybody's stressed out, man, and go through their problems, man. I mean, I'm first to say, man. What's up, man?
Let me tell you my opinion, man. Come on, you got a big star like Michael Jackson paying you to give him some medicine. Is you gonna tell him no?
If it's gonna kill him, hell yeah.
I'm saying, what if he still wanted?
It would be hard to tell him no. You know what I'm saying? Because he do got all that money, he can buy you on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
And that's that go your income right there, man.
Yeah. I see, man. Yeah, I see. I can relate to that, man. Cause hell.
He could have been stressed himself, man. The doctor could have been stressed, man. He like, I'm just do whatever this man wants, man. This man might fire me. I got four kids. I'm not saying he had four kids. I'm just thinking out loud. I got kids. I got a wife. I got a house. I need this job, and you know what I'm saying. Who would want to work for Michael Jackson, man? Back around that time, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, man. Come on, who wouldn't want to be a part of that, man?
I think it's a good job as long as you keep your kids away, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it probably got a good job, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose it, you know what I'm saying? So he probably like, you know, oh, you want these pills, so I'm going to give you these pills, you feel me? Keep it going.
Put the hat around that one, man.
Do what?
You got to put the hat around that one, man.
I gotta put a hat around that one.
Flip the hat around that one, man. Hats off to that, man. Hats off to Michael Jackson, man. I see you, man.
Yeah.
Inside it, man. Yeah. But man. Hey. Yeah.
Yo.
Man, what they really do, man? I think they need more advice, though, man. I think, like, our opinions, like what we do, I don't think that's going to help everybody because you might have, like, somebody younger, man, that could be listening, man, and they can't really do what we do to relieve eyes, man. So, like, what would you say for an age group of, let's say, 16 to 20? I'm only saying they can come home and do what they want, but 20. To relieve some stress, man. All
right. If you're an active teenager, man, definitely get out, you know what I'm saying, play sports or channel, try to find something to channel your anger into, you know what I'm saying? That could be boxing, that could be soccer, that could be art, like drawing. There's so much you can do, you know what I'm saying, that can be stress relievers. I mean, if you like kicking beanbags around, yo, do your thing. If you like throwing snot boogers, do your thing, man. I mean, it's too many. Like, hey, the number one thing that my mom always told me was pray about it.
Pray about it. But what if so you many got folks out there that's atheists, man?
What's up?
What if you got atheists, though, man?
What if you got what?
Atheists.
Well, yeah. Just like I said, man, there's so many sports. So many, what's the word I'm looking for?
Activities?
Yeah, extra curriculum activities you can, like, involve yourself in.
Become Did you a say tool. Basketball?
Feel me?
Huh? What'd you say?
Yo.
I said, would you say basketball is a stress reliever?
Yes, sir, man.
Basketball.
Yeah, man.
So, let me tell you something, man. Do you think, like, these rappers, these big rappers, entertainers, man, like such as 50 Cent, Rick Ross, Jim Jones, Cameron, Lil Wayne, just to name a few, do you think, like, some of the ones on this gangster rap, man, like they talking about killing people and all that kind of stuff, man. Like, do you think like their situations come from, like their rap music come from anger that was present as of their struggles up and coming?
I believe so.
You could say so? Because I know, like, I hear a lot of times, like, 50, man, I'm a big fan of 50, you know what I mean? Like, real talk. And, like, I know a lot of times, I know when 50 first came out, though, man, he's attacking everybody, man. He was attacking all these rappers, man. Like, he had a problem with a lot of people. Like, if you heard about a rapper, he had a problem with 50, you know what I'm saying? I think he's cooling down a little bit now, man, as far as the beef measures go, but at the same time, man, I think it came from these people, man. When he's out here struggling, trying to do something, man, I think, like, it could have came from people realizing that there was a problem. Madman, what you think?
I mean, what was the question? DJ?
Well, I can speak. Hey, I'm going to say I think it was his past, you know, incidents that he got in his past that, you know, that he had to vent, man, and that was his way of venting. And he made millions for venting to the world, man.
He got shot too for venting to the world.
I think that was more personal, though, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was before he blew, man.
Yeah, man, but they were saying he was snitching, though, man, which I doubt, man, because I can't imagine the cat like 50 doing no snitching, man, because the type of dude, like, his mentality is so demanding, I can't see him being no snitch, man. I see the type of dude who, like me, like, going handle business, man, but, like, I heard, like, he was talking about certain people, man, and I heard, like, they were saying, like, he was snitching for doing that or whatever, but at the same time, he was just venting on what he went through. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't think it had anything to do with nothing, man?
I mean, not really. not being funny, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I just feel like it could have been like some haters out there or something, you know what I mean? It might not have had nothing to do with him venting out and lashing out at people. Could have just been some haters, you know what I'm saying? Who were hating on him because they were doing their thing.
Yo,
yeah. Yeah.
Shut us out, man. We got a call on the line, man. We got Say Two. What it do?
Say Two, what it do? What's up?
What's happening?
No, I'm just over here chilling. I wanted to call in because I am kind of late, but I have so much to do today. Yes, man, I have so much to do, but I am definitely supporting Let's Face Reality. So the topic is on violence or, like, anger problems. Is that what the topic is about?
Anger problems.
Okay, so far what I think about anger problems, and basically you just it can go both ways. Men or female. Some females are violent, some men are violent. But the thing about violence and anger problems is that you really have to learn to control it. I feel like people who are violent or people who have anger issues basically have those types of anger because they have some type of insecurity problems. And the reason why I say insecurity problems is because think about Chris Brown, for instance. The last incident that happened was on a show. I forgot what show it was, but he was on one of them daytime TV shows. And the guy asked him about Rihanna, about the situation with him and Rihanna.
Yep.
And that situation happened like almost a year ago. And Chris Brown got angry, and he just went off. That was no reason for him to go off like that. He has insecurity issues. that's considered as an insecurity issue because of the simple fact that something that happened a year ago and that still touches you in a way that makes you that angry, you have problems. And also, anger issues can result from a abusive childhood. It could go both ways as well, but mainly it's because of the fathers, for real. I never really heard of too many mothers being abusive, but there are. But like I was saying, in most cases, it's because of abusive parents. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to be physical. It could be mental as well, because you do have mental and physical abuse. So, and also, I would say besides insecurity problems and because of your parents, I would just say you crazy. I would just say you gotta be crazy.
Yeah,
you definitely gotta be crazy, yo. For real,
where you from?
Huh?
Tell everybody where you from again.
Where am I from?
Yeah, where your hometown, where you from?
Okay, well, I was born in I was born in West Africa, Liberia. But I was Atlanta, Georgia.
That's why she said women too. Them Liberian chicks, them African, they got them aggressions over there, boy.
Oh, whatever. And you know the funny thing about it, because everybody says that, but you already know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might sound like I'm mad, but I'm not really mad. You feel me?
Yeah.
I might sound like I'm mad,
guess,
but I'm not really mad.
Yeah.
So I don't think it has nothing to do with that. But we do have some type of aggression, though. We are very aggressive. That I can admit to. Yes, we are, but that don't mean that we crazy. I mean, all females have some type of craziness in them.
Yeah, all y'all
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying?
But y'all all crazy. But yeah,
but,
man, I appreciate it. Say too, man. Tune in, showing us support tonight, man. I really do, bro.
You are absolutely welcome. And just good luck on your show. And I'm just calling in to say what's popping, man. Have a great night, okay?
All right, shout out, Say Too.
That's what's up.
So, 18, man.
What
you got
do?
Another caller on the line, man. Caller.
Yo.
Bro.
Hello?
Yo.
Am I on the line?
Yeah, what's
yes,
up, man?
How are you doing?
We all right. We all right. We're just trying to make it happen.
You guys are making it happen, let me tell you.
That's it, man. What,
appreciate
what's
it.
Your name, man?
My name is July.
July, where you from, man?
I'm from the filthy, filthy.
The filthy, dirty.
The filthy, filthy, daddy.
So,
show.
You got
what's the
topic
show tonight,
this
night, man? It's about anger issues, man, and stress tilts, man.
Particularly Chris Brown?
Well, yeah, but you can speak on anything you want, man. Any advice or something to share with them?
I just got to say that sometimes, you know, women need to be slapped a little bit.
Hey, like I said, man, everybody got their opinion, man. Yeah, man. So.
I mean, sometimes you just got to. Got to put them in check, you know?
You got to,
man. I mean, you know, I don't want to keep rephrasing this, but you got to keep your pimp hand strong.
I can dig it. You know?
Definitely.
But,
yeah,
you
man.
Guys are doing great. Let me tell you, you guys are talking some serious topics here. I'm a very big fan. Oh, and the 50 Cent issue that you were talking about, you know, once a thug, always a thug, you know?
Exactly. Hey.
You can't take the hood out of a person. You can only, you know, take them out of the hood.
or whatever the saying is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
50 will be.
Since I got the hood,
50 will be a thug.
Yeah.
50 will be a thug until the day that he dies, you know?
Are you a fan of 50?
50 Cent.
Yeah, are you a fan of 50 Cent?
Indeed, I am.
Definitely.
You know, he's one that likes to put the hoes in check as well.
Definitely. Hey, get in my car.
It's true. It really is true.
Hey, you got a question for the caller, man, from the daddy?
Yeah. I'm wondering. If Tupac was around, what you think he'd have to say about all this?
About your show or what?
About the topic of everything.
Oh, I think that he can definitely relate to what you're talking about. Well, the stress, you know, it's not easy coming from nothing into blowing up and being one of the largest figures out there. And there's a lot of stress to deal with. And it's something that a lot of people can't deal with. And they just go about it in their own way.
Half of the time be drug abuse and alcohol.
Oh, drug abuse is the best. Yeah. I mean, it's always been. It's part of the music industry. Drugs, you know, everybody has to have their creative side. And as long as they're not hurting anybody, I think, fuck it.
Let them do what they do, right?
Let them do what they do. I mean, let them get high as shit, drunk as fuck. You know, they're not hurting anybody. So what?
Nah, they just killing themselves, man. They ain't hurting nobody.
Nobody else. And they're doing this and coming out with great music, so we only
exactly.
benefit from their drug use.
Yeah, you relating to half of it anyway. So, yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I definitely feel that, man. But yeah, man. Yo, Colin, if you haven't did so, man, you can check us out, man, on ReverbNation.com/Classic City Records. Also, man, we got some good music you might like on there too, man.
You know what? I have heard of you guys' music, and let me comment on that you have your own style, and it's very much appreciated, and I bump that. I'm in my car all the time.
That's what's up,
guys,
man. That's what's up.
You guys have a wonderful show and amazing music, and I just can't wait for the world to hear it.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. Stay listening to us, man. Stay tuned in with us, man.
May I say one more thing?
Sure.
May I say one more thing?
Say it.
Yeah, we got to keep some baby powder in our pockets, you know?
That my powder, Pippin.
All right, y'all have a good night now.
All right, man. Stay up, daddy. Yeah, 18, man, getting kind of close, man, you know what I'm saying?
About that time.
Getting a little by that time, man. It's about that time. About that
good night,
time.
Team. I see you tomorrow. I don't know about that.
Yeah, man, they can, I just want to let y'all know, man, our next show, man, is going to be on April the 20th, man. You know what I'm saying? 10 p.m., you already know. So go ahead and tune in, man. Show your love, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, man. Make sure you subscribe to our radio page so you can receive future alerts. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? If you forget about our show, man, you can subscribe to our radio page, man, and EOTM Radio will personally send you a friendly reminder. How courtesy is that? You know what I mean? Don't forget to add us on Facebook. Search ATHEOTM DJ Riders, RYDAZ. You know what I mean? With much love said, man, hope y'all enjoyed the show today. I appreciate, on behalf of Classic Records, EOTM Radio, Let's Face Reality. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, man. We had a wonderful time tonight with y'all. DJ Team, 18.
Yeah, yo.
TL,
Batman, Picasso.
Batman, yeah. All right, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.